Don't ask them if you can do that, because if you ask them, they're going to say no. How do I know that? Because I've done that. So you just tell them it's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Okay, guys, welcome to another edition episode here on Toolbox Tuesdays. Mike Butler here. And today's Toolbox Tuesdays item for your toolbox is pretty simple, powerful, and laying right in front of you, and it's very, very simple to use. So what I'm talking about is business card magnets. Now, I don't want you to confuse this with a custom business card magnet. I went down that road, and they cost so much, and then that was the biggest waste of money I ever had because they were dull, and that's a bad story. So don't do that. Don't go down that school of hard knocks. So here's the way to do this and be very effective, efficient, and cheap, because we like cheap. So I want you to go to anywhere. I just went Googling, and you can get a little package of, say, 25 business card magnets. They're peel and stick. They're the size of your business card, and you peel off the little wax paper thing, put your business card on it, and now you can slap that onto stuff, okay? And so here's the way it works. So go buy 25 or 50 of those. And I want you to take those and divvy them up between whatever vehicles that you drive. If you've got a truck and a car or something like that, almost every vehicle has a door pocket, or it has a glove compartment or something like that. Or better yet, okay, have your investor buying toolkit. We'll talk about that in another session. But let's just be simple here. So you got your business card magnet. I don't pre-peel and have things ready to go. I just take a block of them and stick them in a door pocket on my truck, or in my car, or what have you, but I'll have them with me all the time, and I always, always carry, 20, 30 business cards with you? And a little, you got to have a business card holder to do that, and I'd recommend you do that. So, let's say I've got a lead, I'm going to go out and meet Henry and Sally. They got a house they want to sell, they're a motivated seller, it looks like we're pretty close to putting a deal together, maybe in the ballpark. So here's what you do, you pull up in their driveway, and you pull out one of your own business cards that we just made, we talked about, and you take two of them. You pull out two business cards, okay? And then you reach in your door pocket. You pull out that magnet that is the same size as your business card, peel the wax paper off, and then slap your business card onto that magnet. So now you're carrying in your left hand, you've got two business cards. One's a regular business card. The other one's a magnet. So you go up, you're going to shake Henry's hand, if you're a guy. And if you're a lady, I'm not sure. Maybe you give him a hug. I don't know. No, I wouldn't do that yet. But anyway, so you say, here, Henry, here's my business card. Hello, Henry and Sally. You're Sally? Yeah, okay. What do you want me to call you? I was raised to call Mr. and Miss Robinson. No, you don't have to call us Mr. and Miss Robinson. You can call us Henry, and you can call her Sally, blah, blah, blah. So call them what they like to be called, because that makes them feel more comfortable, and you'll start to build that rapport immediately. You should have started before you even got there. So now, you know, they want to give you the grand tour of the house. And so they're going to tell you that the bathroom is a bathroom. They're going to tell you that the kitchen is a kitchen. Okay, just cringe. You know what it is. But when you're walking through when you're going to walk through the kitchen, okay, I want you to take that other business card you have that's attached to your own magnet there. And you're going to tell, hey, Henry and Sally, you got a gift for you. Boom, you slap it on their fridge at about eye level, okay? Don't ask them if you can do that, because if you ask them, they're going to say no. How do I know that? Because I've done that. So you just tell them it's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission. So you can say, hey, Henry and Sally, I got a gift here for you. Boom, I've got this fridge magnet for you. Now, if you recall some of these earlier episodes we talked about where I did a deal sitting from the top deck on a cruise ship with my family sitting in the port of Barbados. Well, that lady who called me back a year later because she wasn't ready to sell when I was there a year earlier, she called me back a year later, says, hey, I'm ready to sell. Guess where she got my information? And we didn't have websites back then, okay? So I did have my phone number on the business card. So she called, she got my voicemail, and So I called her up and we put a deal together. A year later, guess where she got that information? From the business card magnet sitting on her fridge. Okay? And another thing you'll really like is when you hear about your friendly competition going through the same house with the same sellers and they see your business card on the fridge. That gets them, doesn't it? So, and you want to be professional, you want to be friendly. And one another tip I'm going to give you is use their first name a lot until you get in the groove of it. Use it in every sentence. Okay, it's one of my old police things where I could get people to tell me things they shouldn't. But a business card magnet is one of your best investments that you can do. Do not go out and order up a whole bunch of pre-printed custom business card magnets. Just get the ones from Staples or Office Depot, buy them 25 at a time. And then every time you go walk through somebody's home or house for sale or this and that, if it's got a fridge, slap it on there. What if the house is vacant? Maybe it's got metal cabinets in there. Put your business card on that. Put it on there somewhere, okay? Because that way, whoever it is, somebody can get a hold of you or go to your website and say, hey, we're ready to sell. Come by our house, okay? So that's it. Business card magnets, that's a must-have for today's Toolbox Tuesday tip. See you on the next one. Adios.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.